Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory. In fact, you can really get some great trade-in right now, too. Great sales staff. Service department backs it all up with their tremendous professionalism. It is all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Nate Bauer today and John Clark on the Eagles and the Sixers. We'll save that for the last half hour so you can mentally prepare yourself for massive depression.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
I thought the Eagles were played actually, that was a really competitive game on Sunday. But you got to force somebody to punt.
Earth to Jonathan Gannon.
Yeah, you're just big on knocking one guy.
But the Sixers are at least fun to talk about right now.
Yeah, sure.
Other than the Ben Simmons thing.
And the Joel Embiid thing. And yeah, other than that, you're right. They're a lot of fun. Let's talk about COVID. Oh, jeez.
Still one of the best in the East right now.
Well, that's what I said the other day. I said they're number one in the East. It was a good start. No question. The playoff rankings last night played out exactly the way we said they would. We said it would be Georgia 1. It would be Alabama 2, Oregon 3, Ohio State 4, Cincinnati 5. So that's not a surprise. Now, then they went with 6 Michigan and 7 Michigan State, which really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because Michigan's got to play Penn State, Michigan State's got to play Penn State and Ohio State. Michigan's got to not only play Penn State, they have to play Ohio State as well. So that doesn't really matter. Where they are. But to me, we are now seeing, normally we get to this time of the year and we have
no, senor! No, senor!
You okay there?
That was the computer playing tricks on me.
You know what I want to say to the computer? No, senor. All right, so
I gave it my own little no, senor, just now.
Oh, you hit it on the side again. Perfect.
Yeah, of course.
The playoff scenario, what we're seeing right now is this time of the year that you're seeing usually blowouts by the top teams. This past weekend, we didn't see that. Yeah, Georgia did what Georgia's been doing. Okay, so there's one. But Alabama is nearly a 30-point favorite, wins by 6. Oregon has to fight to get past Washington. Ohio State now, after the fight with Penn State, which was expected, had an unexpected fight with Nebraska. Cincinnati had to stop 2 fourth down plays. against Tulsa to survive. Michigan State lost. And Michigan was dominant to a point. They were never threatened in terms of losing the game, but they didn't really put a hammer lock on it either. So are we beginning to see the semblance of parity in college football, which I felt we have not really had a lot of in recent years? This, to me, then opens the door for the argument about a 12-team playoff, which, of course, you know I've hammered home over and over again. What would be interesting in the 12-team playoff would be this. Something that's been missing in college football that college basketball has since the college basketball season began last night. Lehigh has beaten Duke. Mercer's beaten Duke. UMBC has beaten Virginia. We go through a long list. Middle Tennessee State beat Michigan State. We go through the long list. Bucknell with their wins. Okay? That's an endearing part of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. The upsets. Now, eventually, we get to the second weekend, the cream begins to rise. No question. But to get to where the cream rises or where chalk begins to establish itself again, you have upsets. College football tournament doesn't have that. The biggest upset so far has been Ohio State beating Alabama in 2014. That's your biggest upset? So let's take this particular year. In this particular year, if you had a 12-team playoff, Cincinnati would not only be in, but they would be hosting. And they wouldn't be hosting it the opening round. No, 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 no. Cincinnati would be hosting after a bye week. Because remember, the proposal is to have the top four conference champions get byes. Alabama and Georgia, one of them would be out. Cincinnati would be one of the top four with a bye. So let's just say, for the sake of argument, say Georgia's that good and they win. So it's Georgia, Cincinnati, Oregon, Ohio State. Alabama probably would be the 5 seed. They'd play a 12 seed, whomever that may be. So let's pick one. We'll say it's Notre Dame. We'll do this for Matt and for Mertzi, okay? Cincinnati, let's say Alabama, you know, the game would be in Tuscaloosa. They'd win. There's Cincinnati sitting there at 4, they'd play next. Now, the question is, say they put it in where the next round is also home. It would be at Nippert Stadium. And Alabama would have to play in Ohio in December around Christmas in the cold. Now, how intriguing would that be? What kind of TV ratings would that get? That's right. I forgot I eliminated Notre Dame, so like Matt wouldn't watch.
No, I'd still be intrigued.
You scare me. But this is what the college football is missing. So now let's bring up the next argument. Let's add a little more fuel to the fire here. About, well, you could play 17 games. These are tired arguments I've heard for over 40 years on this job. So I brought up high school football, and of course they don't want to be the NFL. Let me ask you something. Why is it okay in FCS Division II and Division III? Can somebody answer that question for me? 24 teams make the FCF playoffs, right? That sound right?
I think that's right, yeah.
How many games do they play when they're done? You got 24 teams in this thing. Really? It's amazing how that works.
And once again, that is just the center of the hypocrisy behind all this.
Right. I mean, that's what the part that is baffling about this. You see this in, okay, Division II and Division III. Okay, Division II and Division III. All the time. The number of games that they play. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So North Dakota State played 16 games in 2019. All right? Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. They played 16. Okay? But you got, you know, other divisions. How many teams are in these? They got 24 teams in the playoff. 24. North Dakota State got a bye. Really? Who comes up with this stuff? Who researches this stuff? Anybody? It's okay for Divisions 2, 3, and FCS to do it.
Nobody researches these things. That's why.
I'm just saying.
This whole thing is by feel. The scheduling, the rankings, eye test, feel. There's no exact science to it.
They're not doing eye test and feel. I can tell you that right now. They're most of these people are sitting there and they're crunching numbers left and right. That's what they're doing. They're crunching numbers left and right. I mean, that's, you know, they could talk about, well, we, you know, you saw blah, blah, blah. No, please.
I'm just saying there's no, there just seems like with any of these rankings, there's just no one formula. It's like a different story every week. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
it probably is because of the numbers, but it doesn't make it look that way.
And you're right, there's a different story every week. Because they'll move the goalposts to fit whatever they put out. That's why it's a different story every week. And that's always been the story with these guys. Always. All right. We'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment. Great to have you with us today. Nate Bauer today. Clark, he's going to join us on the show today to depress the passengers about the Sixers, about the Eagles. Who do the Eagles have next? Because, I mean, they can't keep playing Detroit.
No, they are at Denver this week.
Oh, Denver looked good last week.
Yeah, yeah. I thought this would be a winnable game, but I don't know.
Wow. All right, back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
I do think we took a positive step again in the run game on Saturday, but we have to continue to do that. And, you know, I think the important thing is you can win by throwing it 50 times a game, but I also want us to be in a position that if we need to run the ball 30 times, 40 times in a game, that we can do that and still win. That's challenging for any offense to be able to do.
So they were able to get 118 yards rushing. You take out the sacks, for example, because they're including rushing numbers. That's good. I mean, not great. Kevon Lee had 50 yards rushing on Saturday. You need to, you know, obviously they need more out of this. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. But the last week, you felt like there was a little bit, you know, like Lee got a few runs. I thought Kane had a couple of nice runs in there for them. But there's nothing there. They're not getting, you know, James talks about the importance of chunk plays, for example. And that's, you know, they're not getting any of those in the running game. They're not getting any of those in the running game. And that is, that's where they are having, when it comes to the run game, they're not getting those. There's not that breakaway play that changes everything. I think the longest run on Saturday was, what, 11 yards? Something like that. So they're not getting that big, also like 20-25-yard running play. They're not getting that. And so they've had to rely on the passing game. Now, Penn State did. They were 61-39 pass to run on first down against Ohio State. But last week, it was, they had more running plays on first down than pass plays last week. So I want to say last week's percentage may have been about 53-47, 54-46 run to pass on first down. So that's you know, that's where it stands. Now Lee looked like he was getting a pretty good rhythm. So we'll see if that falls into place this week. I mean, this is a team that, you know, your running backs and your tight ends are going to be really important in a game like this. Because the two ends, Ajabo and Hutchinson, are not just really good, they're exceptional players. You're going to need to either use a tight end or use a running back to at least chip those guys to help make your offense go. And that's going to be an important game within the game to watch for on Saturday. Nate Bauer coming up at the top of the hour. Then in the final half hour, John Clark will join us from NBC Philly to talk about the Eagles and the Sixers. So we'll balance the good with the bad.
Exactly.
Kind of like our staff meetings.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai. Best in new inventory. And oh, good. We're getting the dog today. But the dog had to go through customs.
Even the dog had to go through customs.
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's like, well, I get the. I mean, I had to fill out this questionnaire, and they asked if the dog was going to be near the suit, and so they wanted to make sure, it, you know, that the suit had all the shots.
Oh, my almighty!
Quite amazing, isn't it?
Really? Yeah, it is. I'm just telling my wife and my daughter who are there that the dogs have been released by customs, that the suit has most of the shots.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
It's our guy getting it done. But you see my point. If Division II, Division III, and FCS, now in Division and FCS has a 2014 playoff, right? Yeah, I think Doug can confirm that. This is a 2014 playoff.
Yeah, I'm 95% sure that's correct.
Huh? 24 teams. But that's okay. I love that. That's okay.
And it's just like Mark Wolgenrich had a tremendous piece today on the College Football Playoff Committee talking about where Penn State stands. They're a very good football team. Keep plugging away at it. But we're not going to rank you right now. Like, just stop it.
Yeah, I understand. But I, you know what? I'm not. That's not even on my radar. Okay? I understand fans are like, oh, where are they ranked? They're upset that they aren't ranked right now. I'm not even thinking about that. They got a game with Michigan. They beat Michigan. Boom. They're right in the thick of boom. They're jumping into the teens somewhere. So I don't worry about that stuff. But I'm looking at the big picture moving forward. And it's amazing how in college football, well, you know, we're concerned about the length of the season. It could be 17 games. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
We're concerned. Okay, no, it's something to discuss. We're also concerned about, you know, the academics and the finals. Okay.
No. Oh, my almighty! Okay.
I understand that, right? Okay. But there are hundreds of schools in the NCAA. How can you do a Division III tournament, a Division II tournament, and an FCS tournament? And the FCS tournament has 24 teams. Don't you have the same concerns for them as you do for FBS? Okay. You can't constantly be putting out arguments when you're already doing it in other divisions, and it makes you look like a complete fraud. That's the problem, is, you know, you make it look like a complete fraud. But it's okay at FCS, and Bucknell has been right there over the years, has been on the verge of getting there and so forth. Bucknell is not a good academic institution. Bucknell is a great academic institution. Now, Bucknell's a little bit different in that their finals are a week earlier than Penn State, if I'm correct about that. I think I'm 98% sure about that. And you never hear anybody talk about all the missed class days in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. The games are played on Thursdays and Fridays. You have to be on site 48 hours ahead, which means you've got to be there if you're playing Thursday on Tuesday. And if you win on Thursday, you're gone the whole week. Oh, and by the way, if you play on Thursday in the Sweet 16, you have to be there on Tuesday. And if you make it to the Elite Eight, you're gone that week too. But we never hear a word about that. It's just, you just can't keep making this stuff up. You can't keep making it up. We have concerns. We have no concern about this. Well, it's football. Well, you have no concern about them. Sam Houston State, South Dakota State, North Dakota State, James Madison. You don't have any concern about their academic deal, about when their finals are, how many games they're playing. Hey, do you? Right? Tell me I'm wrong here.
You, sir, are my hero.
Hey, just solve the thing. Come on, stop it. Oh, you know, we'd be okay with an 18 playoff. Hey, boom, 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 boom. Hey, excuse me. ESPN has the rights to the New Year's Six bowl games for several more years to come. Guess what? You get no more money. Use your brain. Common sense. It's okay. It's okay for North Dakota State to play 17 games, but it's not okay for Alabama? Really? I just want to make sure I have this straight. We're concerned about academics. Oh, so it's okay for Virginia to play three consecutive weekends in the NCAA tournament and miss, I don't know, let's see, when they win the national championship, Virginia missed 4, 8, 10, 12 days of class. 12. But that was okay. Why was it okay? Oh, and by the way, Texas Tech, which also played in the championship game 2 years ago, missed the same amount of class. Okay. What bothers me is that you've got a lot of people that report on this stuff that are actually around it all the time and don't tell you these things. Who tells you this stuff? When has it been openly discussed about FCS playoffs, Division II, Division III, and the number of class days missed in the NCAA tournament? This is stuff that never gets discussed. It's always, well, we're concerned about the number of games. You could have teams playing 17 games. Oh, my goodness. Really? You could play 17 games? Oh, my goodness. Right? Well, you know, we're concerned about the academics and how much. You know, a football season, do you know how many class days are going to be missed by the Penn State football team this season? 4. From August 1st to the bowl game, Penn State will miss 4 days of school, 4 Fridays. Really? Now let's look at, okay, a basketball schedule. All right. So what, Penn State basketball opens tonight. Now, they're opening at home, so that doesn't, you know, that doesn't really matter. But they'll miss class on Monday. They'll miss class on Monday because, and I obviously will do this show from UMass on Monday. All right. So, Penn State, let's just see here. Schedule. So, we'll just use the schedule. So, Penn State's going to miss 1 day. UMass, that's 1. All right, that's during the holiday. That doesn't matter. They will miss, let's see, still just 1. They will leave after class on Friday. And the same thing after finals. So they're okay there. So it's still just 1. Then the next semester begins, so they'll miss 1 there. That's 2. They will miss, let's say it's a weekend game, you're fine. That game's at the Jordan Center. That game's a Saturday, and you're okay there. At Indiana, so that's 3. They'll play Iowa at home on a Monday. That's a Saturday, they're okay there. So we're at 3 right now. At Minnesota on a Saturday, you're okay. At Maryland on a Monday, that's your 4th one that you'll miss. You play, let's see, it's a Friday game. Okay, so that's 5 days they'll miss there. So men's basketball end up missing 5 days total of class because of the way that the schedule played out. And the reason it played out that way is because Penn State men's basketball only has one Saturday game in the conference all season at home. And they have, you know, and they've got, you know, they've got Friday home games, Monday home games. You know, they've got a lot of weekend games on the road, which means they'll have a minimal amount of class missed. But if you had a balanced schedule, and Penn State does not have a balanced schedule, I mean, their schedule is not balanced between weekends and weekdays. It's the way it is. So let's see. I'm not going to pretend I know what Indiana's... I'm not going to pretend to know when Indiana's finals are and things like that, so we'll just use... We'll take Indiana. We'll use that. And we'll just use the... The Penn State basketball model. We'll use the Penn State academic model for them. So they got, let's see, home game. Okay, so they finally go to Syracuse and play Syracuse. They get nothing but home games. Then they play Syracuse in the ACC Challenge, and that's a Tuesday. That's one. They go to Madison on December 8th. That's two. They come here, but it's during term break, so I know it's term break. They go to Iowa City on a Thursday. That's three. They go to Lincoln on a Monday. That's four. They go to five. I got them at six. It's a Sunday game. Okay, that's seven. And that doesn't include postseason play. So they're going to be in double digits of class days missed. But nobody ever says anything about this stuff. They work around it. They make it happen. Then you get to the NCAA tournament. And again, the NCAA tournament requires you to be on site 48 hours ahead because you're going to you have to go through the open practice and the press conferences the day before, so you got to be there 48 hours ahead. And we haven't even gotten to the conference tournament yet. Now, Penn State usually is fortunate with the conference tournament. Penn State most times is on spring break. Not every time, but most times on spring break during the Big Ten tournament. But not all the other schools are. It is really an interesting dynamic. They talk about, the academic part. And then you get to the basketball area. Hey, you know, like this team has missed like 10 days between their conference tournament and whatever. They missed like 12 school days plus the tournament. They missed 20-something days between two semesters. Right? But I never hear you complain about the academics for that. I'm not saying things aren't legit, but not every, you know, it seems like you let it slide over here until it comes time to do football. Was there a different standard I'm missing here? All right, back with more in a moment. The News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
We need this place rocking on Saturday. 12 o'clock start. The breakfast and brunch tailgating will be phenomenal. We need everybody into the stadium as early as possible, and then it's going to create a great opportunity post-game to continue tailgating and enjoying yourself. So challenge all the students and all the fans to get into that stadium as early as possible. Obviously, it's going to be pretty cool in talking about the most iconic helmet in all of football. It hasn't changed. It doesn't need to change. Having the helmet stripe game in the stadium is something that's new and hopefully could be cool for us.
Yeah, getting the thing. I mean, I know that they've talked to student groups about, hey, guys, it's a noon game. Like, get there.
That is a very good point.
It's like, okay.
Save yourself for Saturday night.
This is a father of two saying that? All right, so... Micah Shrewsbury inking the highest-ranked recruiting class in Penn State program history. Five-member class currently ranks 16th in the nation according to ESPN, 21st according to 24/7 Sports, and 27th according to Rivals. Five-member class. Guard Jameel Brown out of Philadelphia. This is one of the part of the centerpiece. I always like signing day because it gives me the freedom to finally talk about these guys. Kanye Clary, guard out of Virginia Beach. ESPN 4-star Jameel Brown is top 150 commit. ESPN 4-star. Clary is a ESPN 4-star. Demetrius Lilly, 6'10 forward. Number 31 center in the class by Rivals, 40 by 24/7 Sports. Evan Mahaffey, the 6'7 wing from Cincinnati, out of Cincinnati Molar. 35th ranked small forward in the country, 40 by 24/7 Sports. Kevin Neje, the 6'9 forward from Centerville, Ohio. ESPN top 100 recruit at number 79. Consensus 4-star. This is, look, Micah wants to build the program with as many, four-year players as possible. The transfer route, which he had to use extensively just to keep the program going, is something that he will use to supplement, but will not be the primary way of doing business. Signing five guys like he did today and the way he did, that is the primary way he wants to do business. Men's soccer today advanced to the Big Ten Tournament Championship for the second consecutive year. They shut out Michigan at Jeffrey Field 2-0 this afternoon in the semifinal to advance. Nate Bauer in the next half hour. And then John Clark in the final half hour. I've got a debate just for the mental well-being of the audience. How many Eagles questions to ask?
That is a very valid question. Only really because there's a lot of questions for both teams right now.
It's scary. Scary. But, the Eagles have three wins in the season. It really pays off playing the last place schedule.